Hi, guys. I just want to bring you on this 10-Minute Tuesday here. I got snowgoosekings.com. They kill a lot of snow geese. I don't. But I feel like they can teach you a little bit more on how to kill snow geese for yourself when you go in DIY. And so what we're going to do here today is we're each going to give you a tip on how to kill snow geese better than you already are. Let's start with you, Jake. What's one thing you see a lot of people doing or you teach a lot of people? Like, no, you got to do it this way.
It's no secret. Just go chase juvies.
Just go chase juvies.
Yeah. That's it.
Go chase juvies.
That's it.
Go get them.
Absolutely not.
Screw the front birds when you see thousands.
Can't kill geese.
Just wait.
Can't kill geese unless they're juvies.
Mm.
Yeah. We're migrator hunting, so I guess maybe we'll touch on a migrator spread. I mean, 1,500 decoys is a lot of decoys, don't get me wrong, but it's not that crazy. I mean, I've set up to 9,000, 10,000 decoys, you know.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've hunted over some of the biggest full body spreads in the country. I mean, 15,000 full bodies and stuff, and it makes a difference for sure.
Hmm.
But
Jesus.
Like here in the Dakotas, we'll take, for instance, we'll just kind of talk about South
God.
Dakota. We'll kind of take about South Dakota here. So it's a high wind state, super high wind, right? So I guess we'll go to, I ran a lot of decoys, long tail on it and stuff like that. You're hunting in the high wind. Well, I'd have a lot of geese. You'd break a lot of geese, work a lot of geese, but in that higher wind or whatever, the geese won't make it up to spread. You know, they'll get low and look great and all that, but they won't make it all the way up to spread to you. You can't kill them. I mean, my spread, there was the one year we had whatever it was, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 decoys. It was a shit pile. And it was 350, 400 yards long. And the geese, they'd only make it halfway up to you, you know. So I guess what I'm saying is I've dialed back to a more quality spread, and it's 1,500 decoys, and I keep everything pretty tight. Don't run long lines in high wind because we get, you know, average.
They'll just sit down.
Yeah, we get 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds a lot. So you want to keep those birds as much as we like to be out of the spread, like Paul talked or whatever earlier, working a clean spread for birds. I like to keep those geese right on top of me, right on top of me. I mean, I don't want them pitching way out in this high wind in the Dakotas. I mean, if you're in a lower wind situation and stuff, it's totally different. But here we get 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds every day.
Yeah.
You know, so
we'll look at our faces right
yeah.
now. Yeah,
so we
just beat red.
We were yeah, so those, I mean, that higher wind stuff, that snow goose hunting like that, yeah, you want to keep your tails real short, you know, and keep those geese on you. As much as it sucks to have them right on top of you, it's better than 150, 250 yards out in front of you. So yeah, no, over the last couple of years, I've really shortened up my decoy spread here in South Dakota and kept it wider than longer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good tip.
Yeah. Keep those geese on you so you can kill them.
That's interesting. Cause we've had a lot of guests on the podcast that kill a lot of Canada geese.
Yeah.
So like Heinz being one of them. And I'm like, what's like, I get asked all the time, like, how should I set a Canada goose spread? And it's just like, dude, I feel it. You know, when I'm scouting, I see what they're doing, kind of mimic it, but I give it in a sense of like a way where I know where they're going to land.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like kill spots. A lot of people leave like open pockets.
Yeah.
And I will clump decoys together tight because I've just noticed where I hunt that they go to the mass, like
yeah.
where it's the darkest.
Right.
Because they're fighting or they're whatever, you know, and
right.
Heinz does a thing where he puts out long fingers and like he has like long lanes and shit. And his theory is they get comfortable the more decoys they fly over.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting to hear a snow goose. You don't want them to shortstop you
yeah.
because you're not blowing a call for a snow goose. You have
right.
an e-caller. So it's just kind of like a.
Yeah, it's like if like say I was feed hunting or whatever and hunting in, basically anything over 15-mile-an-hour wind, it would be. We literally lay at the front decoy. Don't let the geese fly over the decoys at all.
Mm.
If you got 15, 20 mile an hour, it's usually first pass, and you want to be at the very first decoy. You don't want no decoys out in front of you. You want them all behind you.
Sure. Interesting.
Yep.
My very limited amount of experience, just because when I've guided snow geese, I'm just the bitch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just the guy who's like, with the impact,
right,
just drill in the ground,
yeah.
and there's just 6 inches of frost, you
yeah.
know, so I hate my life.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, hey, we don't have clients for the next few days, you can just go out and fun hunt, then I kind of figure out my own stuff. And what I've done in the past is normally the head guide has an e-collar in his hand and he's directing the sound. And what I've noticed is if you don't take super good care of your hide, like, because it's windy here, yeah, you know, and so, like, the more times you open your blind doors, more corn comes off, and especially with clients, you have to keep putting that stuff back in.
It's a constant battle.
It's constant.
Yeah, it, you're fortunate enough battle to have some pits here and stuff like that, so, but they still need some attention.
They need touching up all the time.
Yeah, we were doing that today and stuff like that, is, you know, kind of closing some stuff
and
up.
I've really focused more so on my hide in the last 3 years. And so when it comes to snow geese, I hate it when there's 1,000 sets of eyes right over your blind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're picking me apart. Yeah. You know, and so what I started doing is I started moving all the e-collar speakers away from me, either behind me or in front of me.
Right.
And so when they're circling more so in front of me. And when they're dropping to that length and then right before they drop back up or pop back up, they're killable.
Right.
You know,
right.
But that's situational. It's where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very situational for sure. Yeah.
Paulie.
It could be a different way of looking at it also is how we've touched on earlier, which is, you know, there's a million ways to skin a cat, million ways to snow goose hunt, because that's been successful.
And you know cats.
You know cats.
Joel's big cat, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I identify as a cat, all right?
There's different things. I'm very fortunate enough to be unreal.
The cat's the only cat.
Hey, yeah. Joe.
Who knows where it's at?
Is the pork done?
No, it's not.
You don't know cat. That story, but it's an inside joke for Joe and I.
It's really bad for me. How about that?
Yeah, it's bad. There's a few things that, you know, you can go on the other complete opposite direction of that. And, you know, you kind of maybe have touched on some tips of where people are starting to get into snow goose hunting. This isn't maybe feasible for them, but I'm very fortunate enough to be able to be surrounded by a lot of good goose hunters and be able to be part of this, you know, very tight-knit waterfowling world. And it's some of the, you know, my best friends that have come from this, as I still waterfowl hunt with them, you know, some of my best friends from high school and stuff. But also I met a ton of people through, you know, just being at game fair, you know, guiding for years and years and stuff like that and stuff. But it's, I mean, some of the best people are in this. But what you can do with that is you can get your resources together. So say maybe only you have 300 decoys, but your buddy also has 300 and this guy also has 300. Well, maybe you become good friends. Now you have a respectable snow goose spread and you get your equipment together where, you know, we've you know, kind of noticed what you've done with e-collars. I might do something completely different. Maybe I'm going to have 25, 30 speakers possibly, which I have, you know, sometimes at my disposal. I can you know, cover an entire spread. But maybe that doesn't work for you, but maybe that works for me type of thing. So it's using those resources.
And we're kind of talking about like a traffic hunt, like a migrator hunt.
Absolutely.
Here or whatever.
Yep. And you can play and you know, we do some of the same stuff, you know, jack it up when they're,
you go to a feed hunt. I mean, there's plenty of individuals that, I mean, if you're on the X where they want to be in the morning, I mean, I'm a firm believer that you don't need any more than 50 decoys. I don't throw 50 decoys. Usually it's 250, 300 or something like that to kind of give myself a peace of mind. But, well, I mean, if you're...
That can go sideways in a hurry with clients, even though maybe that's the best thing. They go, oh, this guy
exactly.
Does he actually know what he's doing?
But, there's plenty of people I've known on fun hunts and stuff like that or whatever where they ain't got a client to impress that. If you're on the X or whatever, you just have a quality decoy on the spot. I mean, 50 decoys will kill them, no problem.
They're coming to you, just don't mess it up.
And sometimes 50 can be better because plastic is plastic, and that's what they see. And you take 50 decoys and spread them all apart, you know, 10 feet between each decoy, and they don't get to look out just a large chunk of plastic. They just got one individual decoy here or there, and, I mean, they're coming to that X, and that can work very well for them not to just stare at a solid sheet of plastic, you know.
And the thing with snow goose hunting, too, is they do decoy to 10 yards if you let them.
Yeah.
There's so many variables that can go you know, there's so many odds stacked against you already, but, you know, control what you can control, but also, you know, worry about volume of your e-collars. It can be a big thing for people.
Yeah. That's a big tip. Don't blow them out.
Get them, you know, sometimes you gotta excite them out there, get them in, and then, you know, get them rolling right. in. You know, they will decoy to 10 yards, and you can shoot their eyeballs out.
Yeah, absolutely. You I mean, know, if you're patient with the right geese, I mean, you can land snow geese.
That's what I told guys when I was guiding for years. I said, I'm very patient with these, and they will decoy, and you'll get them. And when we shoot, I want you to kill them. So that's the thing. So, you know, you get plenty of guys that'll cut them at 50, but we have plenty of nice, very nice decoying geese today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great. Right in the hole.
It felt so good.
Right. Yeah. It was, got a little hole today. Yep.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this 35-minute, 10-minute Tuesday.
Yeah.
You just let me know if there's anything else you want to know about snow geese. You can go and ask Jake. You can go and ask Paul.
If you guys want to get a hold of me for a hunt, snow goose hunt here in South Dakota like we're doing now, got crane hunts, bear hunts, northwest Minnesota. That's in the fall time. But you can go on the website, whitemanoutdoors.com. That's WIGHTMAN outdoors.com. You'll find me there, packages, all that stuff. And then you can also message or call me, 218-686-6452. If you got any questions or want to book a hunt, feel free to reach out at any time.
Not me. No, thank you for listening.